local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And last but not least, we have hour number three. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin and Chris here in the studio with you. Chris, how you doing, my man?
And we're live at the Pensacola Beach Yacht Club.
Yeah. Well, you would have thought that with the sailing talk we were
doing. Room full of crazy sailors over there. They're in what we're talking about, of course, American Magic posted a big win this morning over the Britannia in Barcelona. So everybody's pretty jazzed about that one.
Oh, for sure.
And they sounded pretty jazzed, didn't they?
Oh, absolutely.
At least somebody will probably tell them they were pretty jazzed. And they won't remember anything, but they'll figure it out.
And yeah, it was about, let's see, probably about 40 minutes ago, we did have Jeff Hunt on.
Right.
And Chris, yeah, you spoke with him, and that's where everyone was on cloud nine. If you do want to hear that interview back, we have it an hour or two on our podcast page at newsradio923.com. Just about 6:15, we'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather here. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today to learn more. Again, that is progressive.com. Looking at the roads here, we do have some backups that were lingering around a bit on Highway 90. If you were traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard, those have seemingly cleared out. And same can be said for the congestion we had on 9 Mile Road if you were traveling westbound towards Kimstrand Road. So there were a couple of spots giving us trouble. Doesn't appear to be now. The roads are looking pretty clear as a result. As for the weather, we do have meteorologist Alan Strum from WEAR. He's been giving us help, as he always does. Alan, what's the scene, my man?
Tonight, there's just a small chance through the overnight hours that a shower does move through the area. Otherwise, it'll clear up and low temps will be mainly in the low 70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's a rain chance that runs at about 30%. Otherwise, we'll see some sunshine and clouds and high temps near 90 degrees. A bit of an east wind will start to blow as we head into the weekend, so at times a little breeze, and that will cause higher seas and surf. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
And the America's Cup, we've been talking about that throughout the afternoon here. It's actually the Louis Vuitton Preliminary Regatta. And the Americans beat the Brits today by 20 seconds. Jeff tells me that's an eternity for boat racing.
I believe it. So I think any race, if the winners win it by 20 seconds, that's pretty convincing.
We're very excited. It's that new AC-75 boat they have. And Jeff was joking about this. We thought we had, like, okay, we've got the AC-75. They opened up the harbor today, and there's like 10 AC-75s out there. So it's all about being a good skipper.
Yeah.
Knowing how to maneuver those boats and get it all under gear. They got a 10-year lease going down at the Pensacola Port. Right. But they moved the location, as Jeff was saying, from where they are now. If you're facing Palafox and you're looking at the bay, to the left, that is where the American Magic team is now. They're going to move it to the right side. When you look out at Jocko's, it'll be on that side.
Right.
Because they'll have easy access in and out of the port. And that's what they want. They want 24-hour access. But anyway, our good guys winning today in that Louis Vuitton Regatta in Barcelona by 20 seconds. Great race today.
Absolutely. And of course, not just here, but nationally, the biggest story that we've been touching on, not just today, but all week, is the Democratic National Convention. Today's the final day. Harris, of course, accepting her, you know, nomination for the Democratic Party's presidential pick. And we've had Bobby Rossi on the scene all week. He's been he and Andrew both. I mean, we joke about, you know, all the eating they've been doing. But in all seriousness, they have been doing a fantastic job. And we do actually have a segment from Bobby Rossi here. Slow down, Bobby. I haven't set you up yet. That was my mistake. Had the Metro dial up already. So that's my bad there. But anyway, Bobby, let's take it from the top. How are things looking there?
So we have I've been talking to some people here who are Democrats who are attending the Democratic National Convention. Asked them what they're hoping to hear from Kamala Harris. They all said the same thing. They want to know what she's going to do that's different than what happened under the Biden administration. That's what I want to know as well. So I was actually a little relieved to hear that that's what they're hoping to hear from, too. Unfortunately, we're being told by Harris's aides it's not going to be a policy speech tonight. Instead, it's going to be more broad-based. of the things that she would like to accomplish, or the things that she would like to see happen if she is elected as president. I do got to bring this up as well. Some of the big news that's here that we're already seeing buzz around here is RFK Jr. potentially dropping out tomorrow. I don't know if he'll necessarily drop out. I'm seeing two reports. I'm seeing that his running mate, Shanahan, she may drop out, but he may keep going. Either way, there's buzz here because a lot of Democrats felt like he would be pulling votes away from the Democratic nominee, whoever that may be. Because, I mean, his last name's Kennedy, right? He actually ran against Biden in the primaries, got trounced. He felt like the party blocked him and wouldn't let him actually run against Biden in an open primary. So he went independent. So they have strong reason to believe that he would not actually pull votes away from Trump. He would pull votes away from Kamala. And so there's a lot of buzz here that if he drops out, they feel like that will be a big boost to Kamala and the Democratic Party, which I think is funny because a lot of the people in my circle feel like that would be a big boost to Trump if he drops out, because a lot of people I know feel like they wanted to vote for RFK Jr., but if he drops out, then they're going to go with Trump. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in the next 24 to 48 hours, actually.
Wow. Yeah, the RFK thing is kind of cryptic as far as who it helps more. I think it, as Bobby depicted there, it depends on what side of the aisle you're looking from.
And not, monitor number 7 over here, I was just checking it out. They're covering the B-rolls on the convention. Are you seeing this, that there might be an appearance by Taylor Swift tonight?
Are you serious?
That's what's going on.
Well, that would kill the already obviously fake Taylor Swift Trump endorsement that we've been touching on with the whole Uncle Sam cosplay.
I'm not sure how factual that is, but they're rolling it here. I'm just checking out the B-roll.
The thing is, Taylor Swift is one of those big enough artists that if she endorses you, it actually means something.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, it sure does. You can get all the 18 to 24 little girls you want.
But the thing is, it's like, you know, because celebrities, they always have pull and they always use their platform for whatever they believe in, and typically it is left-leaning.
Yeah, but you know, the last few elections, the celebrities that are doing the endorsement did not mean diddly squat.
Really?
No, did not move the needle at all. And I sometimes think that might be maybe a little bit of bad things to get an endorsement from a celebrity or something like that.
Especially if it's a more controversial one, maybe.
How many can you count? I mean, because you can't. Remember... Before Trump, when Trump ran in the 16, how many celebrities came out? Cher was one of them. I'm leaving this country if Donald Trump gets to be the president.
People were saying that when it was Trump Hillary.
They're still
as well.
Living in Los Angeles, and you know, and they're still doing quite well. Thank you very much. Nobody left.
No.
A lot of talk. A lot of talk.
And that's the thing. Yeah. So celebrities do say this stuff. Sometimes it matters more than others. Sometimes they're. They back up their word. Other times they don't. Yes, for sure. But yeah, no. I think it could be interesting because she is such a big deal. She's easily the biggest celebrity of these past 1 or 2 years, especially.
Oh, so. Forget that. I think of the decade.
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
she's huge.
Yeah, she's been
massive.
Colossal. So that's going to be interesting to watch. Just about 6:22 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll see if we have an update on that Taylor Swift report, and also we'll get you another
check
of the roads and weather. Of course, you're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com. When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins.
They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months. Or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Mex Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Tomorrow at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Caller right now on News Radio 92.3, 625 here. We'll get another very quick check of the roads and weather for you, or at least as quick as I can make it. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the road, so that shouldn't be too hard of a task for me. We do have some backups if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 98 coming from Lillian Highway. Outside of that, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on the streets. We do have Alan Strum sitting in for us from WEAR giving us our weather updates. Alan, let me make sure I got him potted up. I don't want to have Bobby too early and Alan too late. Alan, what is the scene, my man?
Tonight, there's just a small chance through the overnight hours that a shower does move through the area. Otherwise, it'll clear up and low temps will be mainly in the low 70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's a rain chance that runs at about 30%. Otherwise, we'll see some sunshine and clouds and high temps near 90 degrees. A bit of an east wind will start to blow as we head into the weekend, so at times a little breeze, and that will cause higher seas and surf. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. And I do want to say before Chris and I proceed to talk your ear off, we actually do have another voice here, Bobby Rossi at the DNC, giving us our first audio bit of this hour. Bobby, what's the scene?
Last night of the DNC. Very excited to be out here. We still have a few hours before we're going to hear.
Hello?
That's what happened to him a few minutes ago when he was in the car. The Uber driver, somebody left a laptop or something, and he had to go back, and then boom.
Right, yeah. That was very odd. I will say it's actually, I think, a gift from the heavens that I did not play that because we already played one earlier.
All right.
And this one was supposed to be for later, so it's good that it did not play. I'll see if we can get it to play, though.
Here's what I'm finding here. I'm doing some research.
All right.
And the Tennessee newspaper is reporting just minutes ago that the trio of Tennessee lawmakers known, they call them the Tennessee Three, slated for a primetime slot at the DNC, they've been bumped for a last-minute scheduling change. According to Tennessee House Democratic Caucus spokespeople, the rumors are abound about a surprise speaker being worked into the schedule, and it might be Taylor Swift.
Wow. So, yeah, that kind of adds to the initial reports we were hearing
now
earlier.
You know, will that encourage somebody to watch the DNC?
Oh, I would think so. I would think so. I mean, especially when you look at the impact she had on the NFL by just dating a player.
Oh, yeah. And, you know,
she was just in the stands not talking. Now she's going to be at
Kelsey and, you know.
Well, and that's the thing. So now she's going to be at this event front and center on the podium, and she's going to be speaking. If that's the case, absolutely.
No, I don't know if she's going to be speaking or not. I think she's performing.
Oh, well, then, yeah, all the more so then. If she's performing, then all the more people, yeah. Easily going to tune in for sure.
And they were the Fox teams on the ground there at the DNC, and they were asking individual, delegates, well, what they thought, what would happen, you know, if Taylor Swift were to show up. They would say, I hope my daughter's watching. Told you.
Right.
Told you.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, yeah. Well, we were touching on it earlier about, you know, the Democrats, especially both sides try to do this, but the Democrats, I would say you hear about it more. They're really trying to embrace that Gen Z vote because a lot of people my age are left-leaning. I'm not going to go down the road of what my views are, but a lot of people my age are left-leaning, and she knows that. Kamala Harris knows that. So the campaign, is trying to push. They're streaming her speech on Twitch tonight, and they're doing stuff on TikTok. Recently got a TikTok account. So, yeah, I would not be surprised at all if Taylor Swift was the icing on the cake here.
Guess what the fans are doing?
What's that?
They're trying to make contact with Private Jet Tracker.
Oh, my goodness.
To track private jets flying into Chicago Midway Airport.
That's your way to catch Taylor Swift.
Interesting tonight, DNC.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I don't know how effective it's going to be if someone doesn't. If someone like doesn't vote, are you seriously, if you're just pretty apolitical and you see Taylor Swift, are you going to be like, oh my God, I got
to
go vote?
Let me put it like this. If you don't have anything to do with the DNC, might enjoy a little bit of Taylor Swift tonight.
Yeah, at least we got that.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris will close out the final night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen tells Fox's Your World with Neil Cavuto what he expects to hear from the vice president.
Where her heart is in terms of who she stands for, who she wants to be there for. And I think you'll hear tonight her story about how she's a fighter for the middle class.
A man accused of threatening former President Trump is under arrest in Arizona, where Trump made a campaign appearance today. Fox's Aisha Hosni reports.
Cochise County Sheriff's Department has now confirmed that they have in custody 66-year-old Ronald Lee Servid from Benson, Arizona. He's got some outstanding warrants in the state for a hit and run and a felony failure to register as a sex offender.
He's accused of making the threat on social media. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Peloton Interactive eked out quarterly revenue growth for the first time in 2.5 years, and the connected fitness company's shares of the stock were surging today, the company posting fiscal fourth quarter revenue of $644 million. Peloton says this marks the first quarter of revenue growth since the second quarter of fiscal 22. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, the Dow falling 177 points, the S&P 500 dropped 50, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ slid by nearly 300 points. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits last week went up slightly to 232,000. New claims rose by roughly 4,000 in the 7-day period that ended August 17th. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. plans to drop out of the presidential race tomorrow and instead endorse Republican nominee Donald Trump, according to NBC. That's Your Money Now.
Zach Gelb, Sports Minute. From 2001 to 2019, the Patriots won the AFC East 17 times. And during that stretch, the Bills, Dolphins, and Jets could never consistently get their acts together. The Chiefs are the new NFL dynasty and have won the AFC West for 8 straight years. And while most look at the Bengals and Bills as the biggest challengers to Kansas City, we really need either the Chargers, Broncos, or Raiders to get their damn acts together so the Chiefs actually have one legitimate contender in their division to deal with. I'm Zach Gelb.
Thank you. Vanguard is 100% client-owned, serving over 50 million investors every day. Whether you're planning for retirement, putting your kids through college, or saving up for your next adventure, Vanguard can help you set personalized investment goals. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Copyright 2024, The Vanguard Group, Inc., all rights reserved, Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Call right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. There doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here. May still have a little bit of congestion if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 98 coming from Lillian Highway, or westbound if you're approaching Lillian. Outside of that little spot, though, there's not too much holding you up on the roads. Alan Strum has the weather. If I could boot him up, that would make me look like I know what I'm doing. Let's see here. All righty. Bobby, how is the weather looking, my man?
Tonight, there's just a small chance through the overnight hours that a shower does move through the area. Otherwise, it'll clear up and low temps will be mainly in the low 70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's a rain chance that runs at about 30%. Otherwise, we'll see some sunshine and clouds and high temps near 90 degrees. A bit of an east wind will start to blow as we head into the weekend, so at times a little breeze, and that will cause higher seas and surf. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Well, very interesting. We're following a story that our news partners over at WEAR ABC3 are kind of running today. Want to kind of expand on it a little bit for you. According to FDEP, that's the Florida Department of Environmental Protection,
right,
they're looking for changes coming to statewide parks. Very interesting. It's called the Great Outdoors Initiative. It's designed to expand public access, increase outdoor activities, and provide new lodging options across the state. Local facilities in Northwest Florida, Camp Helens State Park in Panama City Beach, and Topsail Hill Preserve and Grayton Beach State Parks in Santa Rosa Beach are participating in this initiative. So,
Very nice.
Channel 3's all over that today.
Absolutely. And let's see. We're looking at the DNC just now. Of course, we've been talking about Taylor Swift and the odds of her showing up and doing this, that, or the other. But we'll just stick to what we know right now. That's at that Elizabeth Warren just spoke, and of course, 2016 presidential candidate, kind of controversial, a bit further left. But I would say, with given Kamala and Walz and their political stances, I would say she is definitely a voice that you would expect to hear on that side.
Yeah, and I was surprised. I saw when she went on stage, and Elizabeth Warren, I'm talking about from Massachusetts,
right?
She wasn't on long at all. Maybe 10 minutes, if that.
Right.
But as I mentioned to you a few minutes ago, the Tennessean newspaper is reporting that three of the Tennessee lawmakers, known as the Tennessee Three, they were supposed to speak in prime time tonight. They've been bumped. Mm. So now the rumor is floating around the DNC that there's a possibility of Taylor Swift making an appearance.
Right. So we'll have to hold out and keep up for that. And Kamala Harris herself, at around what time are we expecting her to speak? You wouldn't want it to be too late now.
Well, all the big guns have been speaking well after 10 o'clock.
Right. So, that's the thing. If I don't know. I would expect you to do this sooner rather than later because you wouldn't want there to be people heading out. You would want this to be the headlining event, whatever.
And this is the big night. Kamala's not even there.
What do you mean?
I think she's out on the road, isn't she?
Well, she's supposed to be speaking tonight.
I'm hoping she is.
Right, yeah. No, she's supposed to do, that's the thing, see Kamala Harris' speech tonight at the DNC.
Kamala's big night.
Right, yeah. If she ain't speaking,
well,
Chris,
let me tell you,
you're telling me something I have not
Taylor
heard.
Taylor Swift might bump her.
Yeah, honestly, Taylor Swift is probably more popular than either of our presidential candidates right now. Speaking of the other presidential candidate, former President Trump, of course, he was in Arizona at the southern border today, speaking about the area, pointing to where there are gaps along the border wall.
This is a crazy story.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And he again, of course, criticized Harris, claiming she allowed millions of illegal immigrants to enter the U.S., and he called the Border Patrol officers courageous people. However, with all this going on, there was a threatener. That was saying,
a knucklehead. Just go ahead and call it like it is.
Yeah, a knucklehead that was threatening to shoot Trump. So obviously, especially after recent events, that's not very cool. What was it? We had heard, you had talked about it earlier this evening, that he didn't know about it.
I got it off the, we have this back end line, we call it, right, from Fox. And I got this down, I guess, just after we went on at 4 today.
Okay.
And saying that former President Trump learned about this guy that was potentially a threat to him from a border guard. A border guard actually told him, and he thanked the border guard for, thanks a lot for telling me.
Yeah.
Now, what about his security service?
Right.
What's going on?
I mean, it's one thing for Trump to not know. I'm hoping they know. I'm hoping they were made aware before Trump himself was that that seems to be like security 101. But I don't know. They have since nabbed the guy, right?
Because they were 66-year-old fellow in Arizona. Sure is.
Because that's the thing. He lived in the county that this speech was going on, and he was wanted already for failing to register as a sex offender. Yeah. So they already had grounds to pursue him, and then this, of course, happened. So, they have since gotten him, so that's very good news there.
You got to be crazy. After what just happened this past month, with Trump in Pennsylvania, why? Why? Yeah, I guess you just want to be put away for the rest of your life.
I guess, yeah. You're looking for a reason.
Because that's where he's heading.
Well, wait, I'll back that up.
It's according to what Attorney General or DA is in the state of Arizona. Is it a Democrat or Republican? Because the Democratic Attorney Generals are notorious for releasing people.
Well, I don't know. I will say, getting back to this, talking about the DNC and Taylor Swift maybe being there, this is just a texter telling us. We'll take their word for it, but, we don't know for sure. But they claim that there's been a Beyonce sighting in Chicago near the DNC. So it could be Beyonce. What do you think about that?
I'm not going to be watching. So I'm watching the football game tonight.
Yeah, we do. We do have a couple of preseason
games. I'm
going to
watch something of substance tonight.
Yeah, no, I don't know if she's going to be there or not. But okay, so Beyonce, Taylor Swift, nonetheless, both pretty.
Doesn't matter. Well, one way or the other.
Someone said, this is a texter.
Okay.
A friend of mine just hit me up and said, George W. Bush is speaking at the DNC tonight.
No, maybe some sort of
answer to Robert Kennedy endorsing Trump. Who knows? We shall see. Yeah, if I had to guess, I would assume that's not happening. We have heard nothing about that.
I would assume Mr. Bush would not leave Houston and to Chicago.
That's the thing. I mean, well, because not only that, I mean, it would say, let's just speak hypothetically here. Let's say George W. Bush did endorse Kamala on that public of a platform. It would be a good look for the Democrats in the sense of you're taking a prominent name on the right side of politics and bringing them to the left. However, it would also look bad because George W. Bush himself is not some universally beloved guy. Right. You know what I mean? So So I don't know. There'd be some good and bad.
Here's
that.
What I say. And first of all, thank you for texting in. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You know, and we really respect your views on that because we're not sure about it either.
Yeah.
And I am not seeing anything on the Fox backline for me or anything in terms of the video B-rolls that they're feeding me.
Someone just texted in. I think it's AC/DC coming tonight.
There you go. All right.
Let's just see how corrupted this story can get.
Yeah, Angus is going to be rocking tonight, the DNC.
Yeah, he's doing the duck walk on stage as we speak. No. Let's just see
crazy these folks can get in texting in here.
Exactly. Yeah, that can be our frivolous topic. Pensacola Morning News always does those. Yeah, you can text into 850-437-1620 and tell us the weirdest musical artist you can think of being at the DNC. Anyway, in all seriousness here, just about 6:45, let's get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Not too much going on the roads. We did have some backups on U.S. Highway 98. That's if you are traveling either eastbound coming from Lillian Highway or westbound approaching Lillian Highway. Got some backups in both areas there. Outside of that, there's not too much on the roads holding you up at this time from what I can see. As for the weather, we've had Alan Strum on deck, and we have him here. Let's see. I want to pot him up, make sure he's not too loud, make sure he's not too delicate. Alan, how's it going, my man? Let's try that again. Alan, how's it going?
Tonight, there's just a small chance through the overnight hours that a shower does move through the area. Otherwise, it'll clear up and low temps will be mainly in the low 70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's a rain chance that runs at about 30%. Otherwise, we'll see some sunshine and clouds and high temps near 90 degrees. A bit of an east wind will start to blow as we head into the weekend, so at times a little breeze, and that will cause higher seas and surf. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
I'll tell you this, the moon is beautiful.
Oh, for sure.
So get the clouds out of here and enjoy that moonrise. When it first comes up over the horizon, it's that orange, that deep orange color.
Right.
And you know, living in Los Angeles, if you've ever been to the Griffith Park Observatory up there on the hill, interesting. When you first get to the observatory, you can see the smog layer, and it all looks kind of brown, okay?
Right.
Go into the observatory, and you get above the smog layer. It's white. It's clear.
Yeah.
But that smog layer in Southern California, you would swear it's like that's an orange moon. Well, it is because of the bad air, but not here.
Right.
That's not the case. It's just a gorgeous full moon taking place tonight. I hope the cloud cover doesn't ruin that one for us.
A couple more things here for starters. Some texters are actually dropping in other musical acts that they would like to see at the DNC. Weird Al Yankovic featuring Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
There you go.
And someone said Rick Astley as well.
Oh, my gosh. Now, it's kind of Debbie Gibson had a song, You Light Up My Life. And of all music ever recorded, that one song, You Light Up My Life, is the number one burnout song in the history of recorded music. In other words, people don't want to hear it anymore. They've heard enough of it.
Right.
The Rick Astley is kind of rumping that one, too.
Yeah, Rick Astley, he's big on the that song, Never Gonna Give You Up. And that's what this person referenced here, saying he could Rick roll the entire DNC.
Yeah, absolutely.
All righty.
Good for you, whoever you are. Thank you for texting in.
Before we go to break, we had a final recording from Bobby Rossi. I erroneously tried to play it earlier, and luckily some divine intervention stopped it from playing, so that was smart. However, it should be playing now. Let's give it another crack. Bobby, how's it going?
Last night of the DNC. Very excited to be out here. We still have a few hours before we're going to hear from Kamala Harris. There's obviously some other big speakers going on today. Actually, an old friend of mine, Representative Adam Kinzinger, speaking here in just a little bit as we get underway here at the DNC. And, hey, more power to him. But, he's not – look, he sided with the Democrats. against Trump all the time, and his reward was they redistricted him out of his own district. So there now he doesn't have a job anymore. That's kind of why these things work in politics, no matter what side of the aisle you are on. But all eyes are on Kamala Harris. When this is over, we'll be heading out to the protest as well to see what's going on with that. Be sure to tune in tomorrow morning to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay as he and I break down all of our thoughts for the whole week, as well as obviously our thoughts about Kamala Harris's speech tonight.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, of course, we talked about that with Bobby earlier. He does intend to go see the protests. And of course, you know, but best of luck to him. Hopefully they stay safe, of course. It hopefully shouldn't be anything violent like what we had the other night. But yeah, I mean, they're supposed to have a big showing, and I'm sure that's going to be, they're going to have a lot to unpack there. So once again, that's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. That comes on 5 to 9, on weekdays, 5 to 9 a.m. So you can tune into that tomorrow.
And if you want to blow off this whole political thing at the DNC or whatever, a couple of football games for your consideration tonight. Yeah. NFL football
getting underway in just over 10 minutes.
I've waited too long for this stuff to get back on air. I'm just ready for this one. Here we go on Prime. It's the Colts versus the Bengals. That will be an interesting game with Joe Burrow's. I guess he'll have a few snaps, maybe 3 or 4, whatever.
They'll prep him for the regular season.
This is the last game before the regular season, right? Yeah. He'll probably pay a quarter.
He should play more of the game. I think a lot of starters do that just to kind of get a feel for it before they're just tossed into the regular season.
Okay, NFL Network has the Bears-Chiefs 7:20 kickoff on that game. That's why the Taylor Swift thing is kind of interesting, because Kelsey is not going to be with him.
Right.
He's got to go to work and play football.
Well, that's the thing.
Number 87.
Or he could blow off the game and show up hand in hand with Taylor Swift, Weird Al, AC/DC, and Beyonce.
I don't think Andy would like that very much on the sidelines.
I don't think he would either. Just about 6:50 here. We'll take one last quick break when we return. That one final monumental check of the roads and weather for you. And Maybe a couple of frivolous topics as well. We've got some stuff to kind of just ease you into
your
Thursday
night. Keep up with those textures too, man.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. On the Pensacola Morning News, we talk about all the things that are going on in our community, whether it's the Escambia County Commission, the Santa Rosa County Commission, the Milton City Council, bless their hearts, or the Pensacola City Council, and talk to local law enforcement leaders, the mayor, and just try to get you informed about everything that's going on in your world so that when you get to work in the morning, you know, and maybe you laughed, at least a little. That's the goal. You can always listen to the entire show on podcasts or live at newsradio923.com.
No matter how you listen, you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
He was a hard-headed man. He was brutal.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:53 here, just putting on the finishing touches for your Thursday evening. I will say we had a texter talking about some weird musical acts to see at the DNC. Someone said Tiny Tim. That would be especially impressive considering
he's dead.
Exactly. So he's been dead for quite some time.
Tiptoe through those tulips, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure this person was aware of that, but nonetheless, yeah,
we thank them for texting in.
Oh, absolutely, we thank everybody for texting in, of course. Alrighty, 6:53. Before we get into traffic and weather, Chris, what do you got?
Thinking about this, if I gave you the number 70, what would you think about that one? Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. Ghouls and goblins hitting the streets. 70 days, trick or treating season getting closer. A true sign, Spirit Halloween already opening up its doors over in Cordova Mall. A second Spirit location planned on Pace Boulevard. They have not set an opening date for the store location to be disclosed. So, I thought they used to do it over off Davis Highway. It used to be a Big Lots store there,
right
by Petland, and there. They used to transform that into a Spirit. Do they still do that one?
I'm not sure. There's been one or two locations around here that I've seen them do. I haven't been to Spirit Halloween in a while.
Do you like Halloween?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love Halloween.
I'm not one of these people that embrace it right when you see an orange leaf in the sky, but, that's definitely...
Did you know in New Orleans there's only two actual official days to mask?
What's that?
To wear a mask in New Orleans. Yep. It's official. Most people don't realize that in New Orleans, you really can't call it Mardi Gras until Mardi Gras Day, Fat Tuesday.
Right.
It should always be referred to as Carnival up until that point. Then you can call it Mardi Gras.
Wow.
For that, most people, oh, it's Mardi Gras. No, it's really Carnival, but Mardi Gras on that side. And so the 2 days that you can actually mask with, that's the official masking,
right,
is on Fat Tuesday and Halloween.
Yeah, the other's Halloween. Yeah.
And boy, we throw parties over there, man.
Oh, absolutely.
It is a great act. It's great in New Orleans for Halloween. It's fantastic. Down on Canal Street, they have this old, beautiful mansion, and they've turned it into a haunted, you know, mansion, of course.
Yeah.
For those people. Have a lot of fun over there, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, for sure.
But if you're going over, be safe.
Oh, absolutely. 6:55, we'll get that one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here. Did have an accident on Highway 98. This was going to be just east of Lillian Highway. So if you were either coming from Lillian Highway, traveling eastbound, or approaching Lillian, traveling westbound, we had some minor congestion going both ways there as a result of that. Also have some backups developing just a little bit here and there if you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road coming from University Parkway. Outside of those couple spots, there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up at this time. And WEAR's magnificent Alan Strum has our weather forecast. What's the scene looking like, Alan?
Tonight, there's just a small chance through the overnight hours that a shower does move through the area. Otherwise, it'll clear up and low temps will be mainly in the low 70s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, there's a rain chance that runs at about 30%. Otherwise, we'll see some sunshine and clouds and high temps near 90 degrees. A bit of an east wind will start to blow as we head into the weekend, so at times a little breeze, and that will cause higher seas and surf. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Hey, let me tell you, if you're thinking about maybe buying or selling a home, new numbers just come in. They come in a little bit after 5 o'clock here. I wanted to pass them on to you. Here's today's mortgage numbers. Mortgage News Daily is reporting 30-year fixed rates remaining below 7%. Average 30-year rate, 6.46%. That 15-year rate, 5.98%.
Wow.
I got my house at 2.75.
Wow, nice.
I'd smile. Okay, I can rub that in a little bit.
I will say
that's a good rate.
One of our final texts here talking about the DNC as far as who they'd like to see. Three Dog Night. That's another one that someone mentioned.
Oh, they look great.
And it looks like now we, in all seriousness, we're going to have Reverend Al Sharpton speaking at the DNC.
Digging in, aren't they? They're going for everybody they can.
Well, as I said, I mean, that's what you need to do. You need to show that unity on that side of the party. And that's what is scaring people about the protests and the Israel-Hamas stuff.
It's all over after tonight, man.
Right. So that's the thing. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. I know we had some polls earlier this week, and we touched on this earlier tonight.
Kamala's folks are telling us, once again, she may not answer questions until after the election.
Right. So we've got stuff like that, but we've also got Trump. I mean, he was climbing up in the polls compared to Kamala, right?
You know, absolutely. And since the DNC has taken to the airwaves four major states have actually pushed Trump over the top against Harris, who was leading before the DNC. Mm. People are demanding to know what the hell's going on.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Right.
Ain't hearing it. It's crickets coming out of the administration. And exactly what they said earlier, who was that said, I just want to know what she's up to.
Right.
And that's what it was Bobby. What am I talking about? Bobby was interviewing people on the streets. And right. They want to know exactly what does the Harris campaign have in store for everybody.
Right.
Because they're not telling anybody because they probably don't know.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, I understand that this is a campaign that, I mean, while we've been hearing a lot about it and she's been VP, I get that. You know, the campaign itself is something that has probably, and it's probably in the midst of being kind of slapped together and you want to wow people. So that's what they're trying to do with the DNC. And it is. I think the DNC is also supposed to be somewhat of a distraction.
Yeah, it really is. And she's actually separating herself from old Joe, saying, oh, with the mistakes that Joe made, he's, right. Oh, Joe did that. I had nothing to do with that. Well, yes, you did. And the rest of the country knows that.
Well, and see, that's the thing. So, I mean, obviously, yeah, Joe Biden, very, very, you can say what you want about him. You can respect him. You can like him. But it was a controversial tenure for sure. And Trump's popularity is a very telling sign of that. So, yeah, I don't imagine for a moment that Kamala Harris is trying to branch off.
And I think with the what you just said about Joe Biden, it's all about communications.
Right.
They didn't have it.
I guess not.
For the past 3.5 years.
You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Tomorrow, we'll give you another rundown of everything happening on your Friday from 4 to 7. Be sure to stick around and tune in. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Good night, and we'll see you tomorrow.